One of Boston's most popular tourist attractions is under a new command as of today. It's the USS Constitution, also known as Old Ironsides for the fabled way cannonballs used to bounce off its sides. At 224 years old, it's the Navy's oldest commissioned ship, still in operation today. For all that time, the Constitution was commanded by men. That changes today.
All right, and so now we are standing on the spar deck of the ship.
Commander Billy J. Farrell takes command of Old Ironsides and its 80 crew members today. She's 39 years old, originally from Kentucky, and has been a commissioned Navy officer for nearly 18 years. We sat down to talk in the captain's office in the bowels of the ship.
I saw Naval Academy graduation on TV when I was in the sixth grade, and I immediately told my parents that's where I was going to go to school. Immediately drawn to the traditions and the kind of the customs and everything that I saw on TV. And then started doing the research and realized it was a great education, provided great opportunity after graduation for a job and a chance to serve my country. And so I stayed on that path, and I'm just super excited to be here and to get the opportunity to serve as the commanding officer of USS Constitution. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's only 76 other people in history that have had the job, and I'm just so thrilled to be here.
Was being the first woman like a big thing in your head before you got here, or was it something that came along with this and you were just surprised?
It just came along with it. I wasn't really surprised. Obviously, when I started looking into the opportunity, I kind of put two and two together and realized I would be the first woman commanding officer here. But I really was just drawn in to the opportunity and the chance to be a part of history, which is the entire ship. It's, you know, this moment, but it's also the 224 years that this ship has represented the Navy and the country. And it's been here through the founding. You know, it was ordered under President George Washington, commissioned under President John Adams. And so just names that are usually only seen in history books, you get to actually see it and feel it when you walk on board this ship.
Do you have more insight because of that since you've gotten here?
I'm getting there. There's definitely a lot to learn. So I've spent all of my I'm a surface warfare officer by trade in the Navy. So all my career has been on ships, but they've all been on guided missile cruisers. So dealing with Aegis weapon systems and modern technology.
It sounds like missile guidance, it sounds very exciting as compared to perhaps museum ship.
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, like, both exciting for their own different perspectives. So I've done multiple deployments on those guided missile cruisers. This is just a great opportunity, though, to, again, tie back to that heritage of where our Navy started, to bring the modern and the historic together and bridge that and serve as a representative to share that story.
I apologize. I have very little knowledge about what daily life is like in the Navy and then here. What will your normal day be like?
Sure. So part of it goes back to those basics with sailors. So we still have to be able to make sure that the sailors can accomplish the missions of today. And then they have to also face the challenges that come with a ship that is 224 years old. So we do sail training where they actually climb the mast and learn how to rig the sails. We do gun drills and all the things that would have happened in 224 years ago.
What do you think you learn by seeing the way it was done back in the day?
I think across the board, it goes to a lot of the same things we focus on today: attention to detail, hard work, dedication, training. Those are all still skill sets that we look at no matter what a sailor's rate is or how long they've been in the Navy. That's a skill set they have to have. And so it just challenges them in a different way. And it's something that then when they leave here, they're able to take to their next command in the Navy or outside the Navy if they decide to leave and just share the story of how amazing it was to be a sailor on USS Constitution.
So is anything done differently now that we have the first woman running the ship?
Day-to-day operations of the ship are not going to change at all based on gender or anything else. So I'm a sailor first, I'm a naval officer first, and I'm happy to be here and to provide that story. We have so few things left where you actually get to set foot on it and touch it and see history itself. I think there was a tour group a few weeks ago where I was talking to some children and one of them said, "No, it's a replica." And I said, "No, it's not. This is the actual ship." And to kind of see their response to that was just a kind of a special feeling. And I have two small children, so it's great for me to be able to share that with them and connect the things that my first grade son is learning, you know, when he talks about George Washington and saying, you know, "Hey, where mom works now, the ship was commissioned when, you know, or ordered to be built when he was president," and tying that all together.
Commander, thank you so much for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.